Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Turley. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Stone. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dean Stone. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bridwesser. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Snyder applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley strikes out. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dean Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone bunts towards first. Waitke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fridley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. Deering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fridley moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-1 in the game. Turley hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Fridley scores. Deering moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Turley moves to second. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridewesser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Deering scores. Turley moves to third. Abrams moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tipton for a passed ball. Turley scores. Abrams moves to third. Bridewesser moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Dean Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-0 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fridley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive towards third. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby bunts towards first. Waitkus fields the ball and throws to Turley covering. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Dehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dehring takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Turley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Dehring settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Dehring settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Abrams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Dean Stone. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Dehring settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fridley hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Dehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright is hit by the pitch. Vernon moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to third. Wright moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger pinch runs for Joe Tipton. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breidweiser misplays the ball. That's an error on Breidweiser. Vernon scores. Wright moves to third. Terwilliger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Camilo Pasquale. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.